Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When we say love is in the air, we are not kidding, because we have one of the very best joining us in the studio as we speak. She is a frequent guest on our WGN TV morning news. She's been here on WGN radio in the past. In fact, you can go all the way up and down the dial. Good luck not finding Love McPherson someplace on the radio, because you are one of the best when it comes to love advice, relationship advice, you know, and all the things that matter every day, but really matter today for Valentine's Day.
Well, that is an amazing compliment, Dean. So thank you for that.
I think. Yeah. How did you even get started doing this?
And
that her first name is Love. how does that not be perfect?
Now this is the backstory, you all. I used to relieve Dean Richards years ago when I was a brand new newlywed. 36 years married. I used to relieve him at a different radio station.
At WNUA?
Yeah. The CFL.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was the one who relieved you at night.
Really?
The overnight.
Really?
Yes.
Is this the first time you're telling me this?
I don't know. Maybe.
Wow. That was a long time ago, Love.
I got news for you. I was a newlywed, and I've been married 36 years, Dean.
Now, let's put it all into perspective. I had a head of hair back then.
You had a full head of hair.
There aren't too many people who know me from when I had a full head of hair back in the day.
But, you know, I...
But, I mean, is that... You're obviously interested in media.
Absolutely.
But how did you veer off into this area that now has become your specialty?
It's been a lot of things. You know, of course, 36 years in marriage gives me a little bit of a head start. Yeah. But also being in the clinical field for over 24 years and just my experience and being pulled into it by people just asking for advice. You know, by the time you have a bunch of lunches and people want to know how to do what you're doing,
right,
you say, well, let's make a business out of this, right?
Right. I can't tell you the number of times in the office, you know, everybody's just sitting around and somebody will bring up, oh, I went on a bad day last night. Oh, this happened, or ooh, this happened. And suddenly everybody's an expert and everybody's chiming in and helping out with the advice. I imagine that also fuels your profession as well, for somebody to give some, you know, kind of logic-based advice, experience-based advice, and not just advice based on their own good or bad experience.
It's so important, because love means so much to people, and relationships mean so much to people. They can be the source of such great happiness, and on the extreme opposite, the source of amazing, crucial pain.
Yeah.
And so what you tell people is so important in order to for the quality of their social life and love life.
Yeah. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I have some questions. I'd be shocked if our listeners didn't have some questions for you, things that they're dealing with in their relationships right now. 312-981-7200. Love McPherson. I can't believe that you worked at WCFL also.
I relieved you every
that
night.
That was
Dave.
Here. You know what that was? 19, early 80s? 81, 82. 82? Something like that?
Yep, 82.
Wow.
No, 83. 83 is when
that
I started.
That was a long time
that
ago.
That was, wasn't it?
Just baby DJs back then.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way.
Six 18, Dean Richards for Ro Khan, one of the great love songs of all time for Paul McCartney. And Love McPherson, relationship counselor, is that?
Expert counselor, yes.
Phenom with us tonight to answer whatever relationship questions that you may have. Or, you know, things that you're dealing with for Valentine's Day. Are there too many expectations for Valentine's Day?
You know, actually, Dean, that's a really good question, because many men, especially single men, of course, go ghost. They actually go MIA around Valentine's Day because of the expectations. That's one of them. There are several other reasons why they sometimes will go ghost, but it's just a phenomenon of single men who will say, I'm out, or they'll pick a fight, you know, a few days before.
Wow.
They will just disappear. You know, Ghost is just disappearing. It's just, you know, it's not Cupid, it's Casper.
Yeah.
And so,
is it also becoming emotionally Ghost? Where you're there, I mean, you're married and you're happy, just you just can't deal with, you know, maybe there's some other issues in your relationship where you don't want to deal with this day where everyone's telling you it must be filled with perfect love and
absolutely,
everything has got to be perfect, when in your heart you are thinking, well, everything's really not perfect.
You know what? You're right on the point, because there are two times of the year where it's the highest rate of divorce, Valentine's Day and also around the holidays.
Christmas time.
Yeah, because it actually highlights the condition of your relationship. You just like you said, you just don't feel the forced romance. You see the disconnection. It's glaring on those holidays.
Right.
And you just want to get out.
So how do you deal with that?
You have to look at your condition and say, hey, do we work on this or not? So if you're going to stay, you need to make the gestures and you need to push past your feelings in order to begin the process of actually working on your relationship.
So what do you do? I mean, do you say... I just went ghost on you
and
for
then,
a
you
second.
Know what?
I mean, how do you even approach that? I mean, if you feel like you're being ghosted, how do you deal with that?
Now, are you talking about singles or
either.
Just a, okay, either one. What you have to do is you have to have the talk. And the person who is interested in recovering from the relationship. Now, ghosting emotionally is what you're probably talking about with the married people, where they're emotionally unavailable. They are gone. You can't connect with them. Now, if you want to make a gesture towards them, like a dinner or something where we can talk and give them a gift of counseling, you know, marriage counseling or something like that, and just begin to make some choices and decisions as a married couple on what you want to do, that's worth a discussion.
Yeah.
It all starts with a discussion. Now, if you're single and you're waiting for somebody to come and they're ghosting you, that's red flags.
Yeah. I would say take that as your warning.
Exactly.
And move on to the next one. If it's happening now, it's only going to get worse later on. But also, at Valentine's Day, it seems like could be the perfect opportunity if you're not able to express emotions or if you're dealing with something. It's that's the perfect day to say, you know what, I love you. You know, I just want you to know that. We're all busy. We're busy with the kids. We've got this. We've got a million things going on, but I want you to know how much you mean to me. That seems like the perfect day to try to bridge that gap a little bit.
It is definitely the perfect day to begin the process. But you know what? People want consistency. If they've been in a relationship with you, what you'll find is that on and off again, there have been promises after an argument, like, oh, I'm going to do better. We got to do better. And then you get, you know, just kind of discouraged because you don't see better happening. And so if action's just going to speak louder than words,
right.
But it's definitely the beginning of the process. If you're not able to connect and share your emotions, maybe you can push past it with a card or an expression of gratitude. And the gratitude, appreciation, expression of love, all of those things go a long way in marriage. Not just an expression of love, but an expression of gratitude, of affirmations, of, you know, just those type of things where somebody may feel unappreciated.
What about for a couple's first Valentine's Day? You know, if you're dating and maybe you've established that, you know, you and Mrs. Jones got a thing going on, or maybe you don't. But when do you take that step of, you know, committing that you are my Valentine? When maybe you're afraid the other person doesn't share that feeling.
You know, by the time you have been married, dating for about 3 months, most women said they don't even expect anything from a guy unless they've been dating for about 3 months. Like 42% of the women said that. But if you feel like I'm ready to express my love and you're shy or something, women said, 60% of the women said that actually a gesture on Valentine's Day for introverts and shy people or whatever the case may be will go a long way for you. So, yeah, that's definitely a good time to make a move on love.
So what's a good gesture? What do you do? Just a card? Do you get...
I would shoot my best shot, Dean.
Roses too much?
No, I don't think roses are too much.
See, I would think that might scare somebody. If you're in the 1 to 3 month dating period and you get a dozen roses, that's I love you. That is a serious I love you right there, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. For some women, it depends on if she likes them back. It could be one rose could be stalker if you don't like somebody.
See, the TV show Bachelor though has made the one rose acceptable.
Yes,
popular and acceptable.
But this is the thing. Don't put so much on the Valentine's Day. What you want to do is kind of judge the extent of what has been happening. If you've been texting somebody and they've been returning your texts, if you've been asking for dates and they've been responding positively, if you think things are moving along and you've had those discussions, by 3 months, you should want to know where you're standing or where they're going, because you don't want to keep investing in someone who's not going in the same direction as you. So by the time you reach that 3 month mark, you got to know something. What have you all been talking about?
Right. Is there a most frequently asked question of you? Frequently asked relationship question?
Yeah. The probably the most frequently asked question is, what are the red flags? How do I know that he's the one?
Oh.
And that's from the single people.
Okay.
And then, of course, the married people is, how do I keep the fire burning?
So let's go back to the...
The single?
The single question. What is the answer to that?
The single question, when they ask me about whether, what are the red flags, how do I know if he is the one? And this is what I say. You first have to know who you are. Unless you know who you are, Dean, you won't know if he's the one. Because some people are not as self-aware as they should be. They have changed because of past relationships. They've had hurts that have changed their core.
They put up walls around them.
Yeah, put up walls. You have trust factor, trust issues and betrayal pains that have never been healed. You're not the same as you go into a relationship. You've got to know who you are as you move forward. And you say, wow, this is what I need to heal. So work on yourself, learn who you are, know your core values. What do you value? Do you value someone who is going to always be there for you? Do you value time? What are your love languages? Know that. As you go, this is the key. Do not abandon who you are.
Yeah.
If you abandon who you are, expect other people to abandon you as well. So once you stay true to your core values and you stay true to who you are, then you can say, this person doesn't seem like they appreciate or value fidelity.
Yeah.
And so this is a red flag. And this above all, I want someone who will pay the investment to be faithful to me.
It's I won't say it's easy to say, but so many people have low self-esteem and they don't value themselves.
Yes.
So if you don't value yourself, how can somebody value you if you don't have that love and respect for yourself in the first place, right?
That's it. Know yourself. Part of self-love is self-awareness.
Yeah.
Getting to know you. But a lot of times, you know what? People don't even want to spend time with themselves because they're afraid of what their selves is going to say about them.
Yeah.
And so when you are saying, I need to distract myself by being in the presence with somebody else, that's a problem. That's a red flag about you and your relationship with yourself.
What's one thing that somebody can do for Valentine's Day tonight that will make their significant other feel even more significant?
Well, I think that know what they need, what they like. Don't just give them what you want to give them. What I like to do is kind of point people. I love the five love languages by Gary Chapman. It tells about different things that how people experience love. So some people experience love with quality time, some with acts of service, some words of affirmation, things like that. And you have to know what makes them experience love. It won't necessarily be your love language, but that's the love is in the sacrifice. Right. So you have to go outside of yourself in order to express love to someone else.
630 area code said for Valentine's Day tonight, they're going to Portillo's. That's an expression of love right there.
Going to Portillo's?
Yeah. For them, for that couple, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Doesn't have to be a 5-star restaurant.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
It can be a fantastic, hot dog and a piece of that chocolate cake.
And if it's a quality time person, you know what they want? They just want you to put your phone down and give them all the attention. And that will be your act of love.
People want to get more information about you. What is the best way to do that?
You go to my website, lovemcpherson.com, and also on social media, love_McPherson, Love McPherson, LOVE McPherson, everywhere.
It's so great to see you. Thanks for stopping
by.
You
too. Thank you for the invite. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.